Teringe wang la, ta kasinge wang de naruchud naruchud gorge songare la. Tene teringe kapso ta zo charge chimbu gorma, charge chimbu kanga, charge chimbu kauma. Tene de jambo ta charge chimbu ne lu topa la tene lu chiwa me pa, sem chiwa me pa ta ngara zo. Tene yiran lang de chirwa tang, tene non sen lang de chirwa, non wa lang de chirwa, namba som de ta de la jik de zine, di lang chir namba som de jik de zine, tene cha de chimbu ka nga, se wang namba nga yuwa re.
So, yesterday's empowerment then, as you know, related to the six yogas of Niguma. Today's empowerment or empowerments are related to Mahamudra, where there are five categories. The first one is called Gauma, which is the relic box one wears normally around one's neck. Then just the name of that category. Then the second is called deathlessness of the body. The third, deathlessness of mind. Now, death is a cause for fear and despair. And the names then of these two categories implies that one attains freedom from such fear. Then there is utilizing as the path or carrying on to the path obscuring states of mind. There is also carrying onto the path or utilizing as the path suffering. Then there is one category which includes three subsections. The category as such is called the three aspects of carrying onto the path or utilizing as the path, namely the first of these subsections then relates to the Lama, the second to the Yidam, and the third to appearances or manifestations.
Tene ta tela ya chaje chimbo kauma si tu karise gi wari se na tene cher do tan ke do chumbo nanjur ni zong de zon da bote tan da tu chin tong tong jabo ni chumbo re la tene te
di
da che tu chumbo nanjurne tonton jabo parte la nyeji
la sa
tene tonton jabo ge yege la tap ne tri ta sa ye ba na ne
de la yege la kon ke de
tonton jabo la re re la tene de la kau ma se gole jun se de tambo la ma nong ge nyeji ten zo de ti du du ten de sinji jab ne tene de tak ba rang mi ji ba ta yani yandala gambe chetala ngarang kauno la ti sindi ti chok ni takwa nyar ne tini ti kap kap la ten yang 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 si yang si tenpa che yo jun sin ti chan ti dangma ti
so we have the first category of instructions of Mahamudra which we saw in Tibetan is called Gauma, which is a relic box. Now as we have seen, the teachings of this lineage originate with the great Siddha Kyungpo Naljor. The teachings of these Mahamudra instructions were then passed down up to Tangtong Gyalpo, who had these instructions put into script. Now, one speaks of these instructions, or this category of instructions on Mahamudra, with this name, relic box, or Gauma, in that in the old days before these instructions were put into actual script, the different lineage holders and practitioners would make notes that they received when they received oral instructions, which they would keep in a relic box. So these instructions then were kept in a relic box as notes for the sake of reminding oneself and for the sake of refreshing the instructions on the meditation practice. So that's why this category of teachings are referred to in this way. Now, in terms of these empowerments, the Yidam again is Kolo Demcho, and during the empowerment, one as before visualizes the four lights emanating from the Yidam in front of one, from the four places, striking the corresponding places of one's own form, and in this way one obtains the four aspects of empowerment, vast, secret, wisdom, and the fourth, and contemplates that through this outstanding realization has arisen in one's mind. Then there is the second category, as we saw, that relates to deathlessness of body and mind, relating to realizing the true nature of mind. Now, when there is realization of the illusion-like and dream-like nature of one's body, at the time of death, no fear will be experienced. Similarly, when there is realization of that obscuring states of mind lack inherent existence, again, such obscuring states of mind will be eradicated. In terms of mind, when one realizes that mind is the union of brilliant vividness and emptiness, then at the time of death, one will not suffer. So, as a result of such realization, relaxation, obscuring states of mind will have been pacified. Now, in terms of the next category then, there is receiving the spiritual influence of the Lama and the Yidam, as a result of which obscuring states of mind are at peace. There is a spontaneous experience of a peaceful state of mind where obscurations have been freed of their own accord. This category also relates to receiving the spiritual influence and siddhis of the Yidam. Then there is the last category, as we saw, that relates to appearances, which relates to realization of the true nature of all appearances, which is that they are illusion-like.
Tene ta tegendo, tanda ta kasing shubagendo, tombo tsawa lego chuto. Tene tombo chaja chimbo, sedu ta tombo chaja chimbo la wanga te tanda te lela. Tene tiji sala meto kaje kamani, tan kaje kamani te ta tso na lego chuto. Tene chaja chimbo ko te kolo denchu la tene. Lela, tene kolo denchu ke yum. Shirap jenang yinde, kajik ma yinde jenna, dine kajik ma duba. Kajik ma duba dela yon, kajik ma karmotan, kajik ma mamuga uang namba nyi wadre la. Dine kajik ma karmuga kapsala, dine rangyam, kajik ma gambatan. Ndanda kajik ma kunduk karmo, ta jitangke kandro ma yinba, dine gulula, rupatan rumboji yinji jenba, ta dine di kong.
So, we saw previously that the six yogas of Nigoma are like the root of a tree, and that Mahamudra is like the trunk of the tree. As we have seen this morning then, in terms of Mahamudra, there are five empowerments. Then there are the flowers of the tree, which, as we saw previously, relate to Kachi, Karmo and Marmo. Now, in terms of the six yogas of Nigoma and Mahamudra, as we have seen, the Yidam related to these practices are is Kolo Dencho. Then there is his consort who embodies wisdom, is of the nature of wisdom. Being these two dakinis mentioned, Kachu, Karmo and Marmo. So there is the white dakini, which is beautified with bone ornaments and so on.
Tene tatela goge gopatela mandawa. Tene tukutun tepani de jangne zumbaje ta.
Tukutun
tepani de tende ispa jangne. Tini hyat ni di hyat ni ya, tini rang chakwa la, hyat yaw defa tini ji.
So, her two arms are held apart, and she holds a curved knife and a skull cup, and her two legs are held so that the feet touches over the shoulders.
Tini, Tatiya, one should insult it, Jigbarela, Tine Tatila, one should Jigbare, Tine Kachi Mamoti, and that one Gurio Maris. Carriere Sena, Tine Kassim Pork Gabla, Kachi Mamu on the top salarela. Tine Kachi La One Carrio Aris and Kachi Sumtuk singing, Kachi Sumi Varela. Sumtuk the Kandigongi Arisena, Usum Kachi Karmoche. Yes, some colo denchuchi, Yanto, Tene, Tanda, Mahakala, Gomuchaduba, Gomne, Yantela, Wanshu, Sulti, Pachitipare.
So, So in terms of the visualization during the empowerment, it is as before. Now in terms of the red dakini, you have already received this empowerment when you received the empowerment of Boa. Now in terms of this category, Kache, there are or is a practice where there are three aspects. There is the white dakini in the center. To her right is Kolodemchok, and to the left, six-armed Mahakala.
Tene ta te jisla sangdup namba somyore la. Denchu na gomtong jikpare. Denchu sangdup se. Te jisla chakdur sangdup, chana doji sangdup yore la. Chana doji sangdup gakasla, chana doji te cha yeye pa jayi. Cho yeba tangbu ge doji zeng aba namkala charwa. Cho yebi ge doji zeng a namkala charwa. Cho yeba tangbu dingzup dingwa.
Dingzup dingwa.
Dene cho yeba woma tang, yeba woma ni de barwe cho jense pasin. Mem barwe cho jen. Dene zeng.
Then there is a category of six in Tibetan called Sangdrup, the first of which is Kolodemcho, the second Chana Dorje or Vadapani, or who has four arms. So in the upper right arm, he's holding a five-pronged Vajra. In the upper left arm, or hand more, is in the mudra.
Subduing.
Yeah, subjugating mudra. Then there is the lower right, which is in the what is called the mudra of blazing fire, which also applies to the lower left.
Then somebody doji namjam, doji namjam, doji namjam, namjam. Doji namjam. Sangdup la, then it takes a la, doji namjam te, chot ni, kundu tino, doji tang, turbans in the pate, then it is a true number ten, shop, yuk de pate, come here.
Shop,
yuk de pate.
Then there is the third called Doje Namjam, who has two arms, is blue-black in color, holding in a vajra and a bell, is slightly wrathful and seated.
Tene taken the la ta tige nugu ishita kandoma nugu chukur te doare la nugu ma
no
ta ti enche nugu mi chukur va
no
ta sugasi.
So the empowerments up till now have been concerned with the six yogas of Nikoma. Now we have come to Sukhasiddhi, who is white in color, holding a skull cup filled with nectar and in a dancing posture.
Tene ta ti ji la fa ye, ka tong tang de xiang de fa ye, song de wa de la fa ye ti zuo ta zuo ti la ngan de wo de la. tene te yang usu doji chang jitang gama ba ta doji chung chwa ni doji tang chalvun zain te ba tuka la non lin zin ba tene dando maha kalan gomba chaduk ba tene yeso doji pomo tene japto jenri zai yando jesin droma te ta te yang la te te tardo gomba.
Then there is a category of four yidams in the center. There is Dorje Chang, Vajradhara, holding a Vajra and a bell. In front of him there is the six armed Mahakala. To the right, Dorje Pamo and at the back there is Chenrezig and to the left Tara.
Tene ta te nam ne te tar to on yore la tene te tang ke tering wa mangbu la mangbu wa yore ba. Tene te la cher to lama mangbu ke ta lo su su ke lo ma durja la chu nyam ne ya po na ne ke cher to la ta nam ba na so pa na yore la tene lama ka she ke ko na de ze la ri ri la nyem ba ri ri ta ni tene di tam sik la nyem ba da rere machi pachi nyemba da tindi nangi yore wa
la
wang riri ki nyemba da tindi chege yore te yina ya tini ti ngarang kisam na tini takwa nyemba da tindi chege tini ti chi yo kaba tini kapka lantai jo matu wache tini semba chipo mepa semba pham tini ti ke ngwene gong cha miksal ke sem na ya mafin pandapu tindi yungu to la ngarang kisam na tene chitang ge la sing ge de kang ge mo chi pa re mo chi pa re la tene la de zo kang ge che de la gong ge wa re se na tene ma ra ping ge zhe ya bo yong ge che da tene nie mo ba xie ge che da tene tang bi jue la zhen zhi ya bo ji bi ge che de la la de zu du ge wa re.
Now there is a lot of empowerments you have received relating to different practices. These practices are all different methods of practice. Now, some lamas require those who take a cycle of empowerment to daily recite the mantras of the different deities as a commitment. Now, Rinpoche says that at times one may have forgotten, or one day one doesn't have time to do this and one becomes unhappy and upset about this. So to merely recite different mantras daily may not be conducive towards or actually conducive towards developing one's meditation practice. Also, these yidams are all in essence the same, and the reason for meditation practice is to develop samadhi, or a stable meditation state, pacify obscuring states of mind, and develop in terms of making efforts in one's dharma practice.
Tene ta thela ya thanda wa hyu jwa na tene kap ka la maung pa la thinjin zamba ya nga la da du gu du zamba ta bo sem la ya o nga tan kha che ma ti du gu du zamba o nga kha che ma kar bo ji du gu du ya nga kha che ma mar bo ji du gu du zamba ta bo ta tende ge sem la ya mo ma nda wa yung re la tene ti kha du tu na la te drup na yapushita yungurela tini ti yang kaka la ngarangi sen la mena nga ya tiki nzamba o kachi makabu jidugyo na tanda nga la lamki nge lama yuare ngarangi nyamni nge dusi yuare pesa yuare kanga nyamni tatdebu yuare samba tako tini yungurela tini tika asala tanda wang yu yu ana di chinla di yapa pe yapo yungare yapo yungare la tini takpa ngaranzu nyamli matup na yu chi yu amare tini zo kari rese na chu chik yinam je la chik ngarang kanti yina chik nyamli chi na tini tila yungo wadi jipa yinpe chena ngarang ke zo chik la nyamli yapo se tini nyamli chi peka asala yang chitang ke nyam yu atang jitup namba nyi yu are la tini nyam yu aga kapsala yin jerem ta zurem namba nyi ye pe nongi jerem ngarang ke la kandi yina ye jik la tini semayin basi tela tepa tu mungu yapu ji ni di mwa ta di gom tini zurem ke wanda si yana ngarang ke jay sem ke nelu ngon trip anta po ji yina sem ke nelu gom sem ke zurem ke wanda si yana tini sem ke nelu ngon man trip anta ji yina di ke So, Hinela Supangarang, the thing in the Kari, Gongi Yonaya, Saint Tambat, and Hijin Tambuani, come. Tiny Jito go on the Senangarans of Tujundo, Yando, Mando, Kecha, Tiny, and the Segerella, Tiny Tisia Pica, Lachitang, Tamal Panda Mahimba. Titis in Arang, Sam Yamo by Yenaya Kasi, Yenayo Chung, Tap Nabu, Sam Tahigo on the Sene, Titi, Hedan Yenaya. Kasi inaya, lang mahirwa. Desha tong timu la supa inaya, kasi inaya, chung tu tang tupi ke tapsi jeba jay tang. Tini jamba tang hinje tang chanchuk ke sen tang teba tong mungu tenzo ya, kasi inaya, rimbi rimbi ke ngarangi ya, pel gusa pandahu, pel wike tabla zhen te pandahu ta, tindi ee sini rimbi ke na na, tini tamsik la deli lapa yo.
Now, you may, in the future, at one point, when you have the proper conditions, want to do one of the practices involved in this cycle of empowerments. For example, the white kachema or the red one. Now, at that point, you have the favorable conditions, you have received the empowerment already, which means that the spiritual influence of the practice in question, which you decide to practice, you have received through the empowerment. You will then have the opportunity to approach a lama, receive the instructions. The required texts are easily obtainable and so on. Now, the point is that one practices or does one practice. One should put one's effort into one practice, emphasize one of them. Now, in terms of the practice of meditation, there is the actual meditation period and the period after, post-meditation. When one looks at the actual meditation period, as you have seen, there are two phases, the developing phase and the completion phase. As to the first one, as Rinpoche said, one does one practice. One develops faith and devotion for a particular yidam, recites the mantra, does the meditation practice, and so on. Then there is the completion phase relating to resting in the true nature of mind. Now, in the case of an individual who has recognized the true nature of mind, then this practice amounts to resting in that realization or recognition of the true nature of mind, whereas in the case of someone who has not recognized the true nature of mind, in order to be able to do so, one would apply oneself to different meditation methods, such as shinne or shamatha, calm abiding. One develops mindfulness and awareness and so on. engages in different activities such as talking with people, going here and there and so on, one should be mindful and aware and not come under the control of obscuring states of mind such as anger, desire, ignorance and so on. One should try to develop mindfulness and awareness and in this way counteract, and through that counteract such obscuring states of mind. One should also make efforts in terms of developing bodhicitta and to increase virtuous activities, which then is conducive to merit. Now, Rinpoche says, in his opinion, the commitment or commitments associated with taking a cycle of empowerments such as this are kept through making these efforts mentioned in relation to the practice of meditation and the post-meditative phase. There is no better way of keeping one's commitments related to having taken this cycle of empowerment. So that's all for today.
Yeah.